created and voluntarily returned the documents, and that Donald Trump did not.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A few clouds and chilly tonight, a low of 24, northwest winds around 5. Tuesday, partly cloudy and quiet, a high of 38. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 24. Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy and rather mild, then snow likely overnight with a few inches possible Wednesday into Thursday. Wednesday's high 44, Thursday 36, light snow possible Friday and 29.
And guess it was wishful thinking.
I saw your truck. It's just my luck. Trying not to look, but I die to feel your touch.
We two fall gone after 2 a.m. Both drunk, standing under neon lights. We two fall gone if you're looking at me singing. Take me home tonight. Should we pick your place or mine?
A thousand times I thought of calling. No matter what I do, it always comes back around.
I don't want you. Whatever happened before, I don't care anymore. It's you over and over again.
We two fall gone after 2 a.m. Both drunk, standing under neon lights. We two fall gone if you're looking at me singing. Take me home tonight. It's closing time. Should we pick your place or mine?
Sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north. I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, after holding you all night. I wanna, cause this ain't a margarita. Can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. All this ain't. I bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't wanna say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia. Georgia. But after holding you all night, I wanna, 'cause this ain't a margarita. Can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. Kiss you like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia. But after holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita? Can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer.
Shines like a penny in a little kid's hand when he's out on a Saturday night. He's a real go-getter and the best two-stepper you'll see. But when I'm sitting alone at a table for two, 'cause he's already out on the floor, I think about something that my mama used to say to me. You gotta dance with the one that brought you, and stay with the one that was. I'm Charlie in the life of the party tonight. But when I think about another, well, I don't think twice, 'cause there'll never be another like him. I know he really loves me, and I think I may have a mama.
And welcome to High School Sports. Tonight, the winter sports season starting to wind down. We have some games coming up in the next couple of weeks for boys basketball. The girls tournament starts a week from tomorrow night. This is the pregame show leading toward tonight's featured event, Wanewoc Center at Riverdale for Riverdale Boys Basketball Senior Night. This is the pregame show from Betesnik Power Sports on WRCO and WRCO.com.
This is Garrett with Betesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Betesnik's in Richland Center, and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Betesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
Richland Center plays at Viroqua in area girls basketball, and Sauk Prairie is at River Valley. North Crawford is at Westby. Riverdale makes up a game against Boscobel, a team they just played on Friday night. That one is coming up this evening. Lodi at Partyville. Also in girls basketball, Bangor hosts Neillsville. Belleville at Lancaster. Darlington at River Ridge. Benton is at Blackhawk. And Hillsboro at Waseca Steuben. Boys basketball, Waseca Steuben makes up a game at Kickapoo, New Lisbon at Port Edwards, and Platteville visits Edgewood. Plus, coming up on the radio, Wanioak Center at Riverdale in boys basketball.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Kluppi Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kluppi Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kluppi Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Riverdale boys basketball coach Chris Kenyon joins us. Chris, as you look at the season, first of all, congratulations. I mean, things have gone pretty well. Has the team played up to your expectations?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously some games that you look back on and think that we could have gotten, but, you know, we're trending in the right direction. We're playing our best basketball right now, and that's kind of where you want to be when you're getting closer to tournament time.
Wins over Fenimore this year, and you know, got four wins in the conference. In the SWAL, that's quite an accomplishment, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. You know, our conference has always been tough. You know, had to look it up and see. You know, the last time that we have won four conference games in a season was 2003. So I know we were all a lot younger then. So. I don't know, it's always nice to start looking back on stuff like that when you're starting to have some success.
Well, it is senior night tonight. Could you say a few words about your seniors?
Yeah, well, we have a bunch of them this year. You know, we have five managers that are seniors: Dakota Burkhagen, Melanie Boyer, Anna Hinkle, Olivia Sturdivant, Carson Ramirez. And then we have 10 players as well: Rich Offerdahl, Carson Kenyon, Landon Bob, Alan Wilkie, Zarek Walsh, Ethan Bumkamp, Andre Tainer, Caleb Tracy, Michael Hernan, and Felix Zimmerman. You know, and that's one thing. You know, we have a good freshman class this year too, some good underclassmen, and you know, all those people have been good role models for our younger players.
No doubt. And then this is a night to honor them at home, and special features. I'm guessing each one will get introduced before the game. Is that how you're doing it?
Yeah, it'll be between the two games. And then I'll go up and I had them do a survey that I'll get up and read a few things off about each one of them. You know, likely you know, what their future plans are and what their favorite basketball moment is, stuff like that.
It's not real common this day and age to have that many in one class stay out for the sport, but this must be a pretty close-knit group, Chris.
Yeah, they're all kind of, you know, they're really close. You see them in the hallways at school. They're kind of always moving as a group, you know, always kind of around each other. It really is a special group, you know. We had a couple come out this year for the first time, you know, basically because they wanted to be around their friends. So, you know, that's kind of how this group rolls.
One more from Chris coming up in a moment here as we lead toward basketball tonight on WRCO.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses Lyme vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Meister Cheese Company has produced award-winning cheeses for over 95 years. Meister Cheese Company invites you to stop by the Factory Cheese Store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 till 4:30, Saturday, 9 to 1, or visit anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Riverdale Coach Chris Kenyon joining us on WRCO. Coach, what do you know about tonight's opponent, Oneewoc Center?
Really don't know a whole lot about them. I just kind of look at opposing scores and, you know, kind of concentrating on what we want to do when we go out there. They don't share, you know, their stats on WIS Sports or anything like that. So it's been kind of a tougher scout than normal.
Facing them on a Monday night, you want the focus to be on the game because I know you have some other things going on, but winning the game is first and foremost, isn't it?
Yeah. We have senior night tonight, and, you know, we obviously want it to be a great night for them, but we have to go out and, you know, take care of what we need to do offensively and defensively and put a complete game together and then, you know, quick turnaround for basketball tomorrow night.
So these games this week, they could all play a factor in how high a seed you get, couldn't they, Chris?
Yes. You know, we're kind of right in the middle right now of our sectional. There's a couple teams up top that they'll definitely be the 1 and 2 seeds, and then we have a few teams that are below us, and then everybody else is kind of lumped in that 7-8 win range. Right now, so this week is going to be huge for seeding purposes for us. You know, we have Oneewoc tonight, and we have basketball tomorrow night at basketball, and then on Friday we're home against Mineral Point, and that game has to be reported within 30 minutes of the game being final because our selection show is next Sunday.
So by then, you'll know, and any inkling of where you might be going in the tournament then, Chris?
Not really at this moment. You know, I really think, you know, this first couple games of this week is going to kind of dictate it. You know, if we can play well, these first two games of the week, you know, I think it's a good possibility we could be getting a home game.
Very good. That'd be a good accomplishment for the Riverdale program, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's. I haven't looked up that to see when the last time there was a home regional game for the boys, but you know, that's something that the boys all had kind of as one of their goals for this year is, you know, try to start off the regionals playing at home.
Sounds good. Well, good luck to you and the team. We look forward to the game tonight, Chris. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, Phil.
Chris Kenyon joining us on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to tonight's coverage, Riverdale and Wonewoc Center. It's senior night. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Kurt Thompson for the matchup here tonight. And Kurt, as Coach Kenyon alluded to just a little bit ago, big games this week for Riverdale boys for seeding purposes.
Oh, for sure, Phil. For sure. If you look at the regional we're in, there's your Mineral Point and Darlington, the ones and two, you know, seeds for sure. But then after that, everybody's got almost a pretty close to identical record. So these are big games tonight against Wonewoc because you want to pick up that extra non-conference win if you can. And then a huge game, I think, tomorrow against Boscobel because you want to pick these two up and hope for the best when the computer puts that seed together.
Very, very nice senior night. Boy, it's uncommon to have that many seniors, not only players, but five managers that are seniors.
Oh, for sure. A lot of seniors. They've done a really nice job with the program. It takes a lot of time and effort to play basketball or any sport for that matter, but it's really nice to see the number of seniors. Coach Kenyon and Coach Swigum have done a tremendous job with the basketball team and building a program here. So I know they're really excited to see what happens here tonight and the rest of the season heading into tournaments.
We say it every time we get together how quickly the season goes, but first time I saw Wonewoc was the second game of the season, and they were playing at Ithaca, and that doesn't seem that long ago. Here it was like late November.
I know. It's crazy. I think the older you get, the faster things go, and all of a sudden, when the season starts, like you said, you look like, holy cow, it's all the way till March or roughly. And then you look up and it's like, oh, 2 weeks and regular season's over, tournament start. Next Tuesday, the girls are on the tournament trail. And, you know, wrestling, you know, there are sectionals next week. So you just go like to this start to finish is right there for you.
Quickly, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We want to also take care of our correspondents here. Sending along treats for tonight, and the rest of you can back up for Saturday. Thank you to Donna Walsh for bringing along some treats for Kurt and I tonight.
Holy cow, Phil.
And look at this, peanut butter cups and peanut butter pie down there at the bottom.
Oh, I see. This is your snack, carrots,
no,
Phil.
No. It says I included a treat for Henry.
Oh, probably, yeah, since he officiates, he probably needs carrots.
He does. He needs it for his eyes. Plus, he's on a diet, too, supposedly.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Donna does a tremendous job. She cuts my hair.
She does.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
She did a nice job.
Yeah,
there, yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Donna. We'll be back with more here from Riverdale in a moment. Chieftains take on the Wonewoc Wolves coming up next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
Welcome back to the Rest Building here tonight. Oniwak Center Wolves coming in with a record of 1-19. Riverdale at 7-13. Right now, for Riverdale, we will join everyone standing to face the flag for our national anthem. From Riverdale prior to starting lineups being announced here tonight. And the Chieftains will start five seniors tonight that have been along for the long haul and hoping to get some everybody's a lot of playing time tonight if they can.
Oh, for sure. That, I think that's probably a big goal. They're hoping to play really well and get everybody a chance to play. When you put all this time into it, it's nice to close out on a good, solid note.
The Wolves here are their starters for Coach Kevin Conley in his first year with the Oniwak Center. Number one, senior Danny Rowling. Number three, Corbin Chaplin, a senior. Also starting tonight will be number five, Gavin Olson, a sophomore. Number 21, Xander Myers, a senior. And number 23, Cam Tellefson, who is a freshman. For the Riverdale boys starting tonight, all seniors. Number two, Carson Kenyon. Number four, Landon Bob. Number 24, Andre Tainer. Number 25, Caleb Tracy. And number 34, Michael Hernan. Those are the starters tonight. Contrary to a popular request, we're not miking Michael up tonight.
No, he talked about it today, but WI voted it down.
They can't do it. No,
they won't let it. No mics on the floor. Unless your name's Michael.
If it would have been, for, you know, when I played, it'd been a lot of huffing and puffing going on there, you know, out of shape.
Yeah.
All right. Boys come out to jump center here on a Monday night, and Andre Tainer shakes hands with his opponent, number 23, Cam Tellefson. The Wolves going from our left to our right, Chieftains right to our left here in the opening half of basketball. You got a veteran crew of officials.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Lee Black's here, and Jason Schutling, and Scott Garthwaite.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, Scott, pitcher for Hollandale. Remember those days?
I sure do. Yeah, you used to face him once in a while.
Yep.
Tip is controlled by Oniwak Wolves. They'll take it down to the
baseline.
Pass. Inside, shot up, and good. Scoring is Xander Myers.
Yep, nice pass, good entry, good bounce speed. Myers went up strong, left-handed, put it off the glass and down.
Carson across the right side, goes left now, taking it off, and the Chieftains work it low. Working it inside, Tainer going for Hernan. A little hard, falls off. They'll picked up now by Tellefson and Myers.
Yep.
He'll take it the other way.
Yep, pass got a little bit too close to call there and bounced off. Myers with the steal.
Olson back to Rowling. Right side, it's Chaplin. Baseline, Wolves work it back to the right side. Rowling on a drive, backs in, leans in, and traveling call.
Yep, shuffled the feet as they came across. Riverdale in the 2-3 zone. Nice job out front by Carson Kenyon. And Landon Bob to force the turnover.
Oniwak was a force back when you played, Kurt.
Oh, for sure. There were some big games, big rivalry back in the old days of the late 70s. We had some really big battles there.
Riverdale with an entry pass down to Tainer, boxing out. They're going to block him out. Now back it comes around the horn for Riverdale. Tracy on the left side, giving it now back to Kenyon. Kenyon holding it up. Now Tainer at the free throw line. Andre backs in, looks low, kicks it out. Kenyon, three on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Wolves.
Yep, rebound by Champion there on the rebound, I think, Phil.
Yep. Olson left side rolling for three on the rim, no good. One-hand rebound there by Myers, tries to dish it low, stolen away by Tainer.
Nice job by Andre. Good offensive rebound, but Andre's quick enough to knock it away. Here comes Carson.
Carson over to the right side in front of the student section, which is divided tonight. Riverdale girls on the road as well.
At basketball tonight.
Makeup game. Ball goes to the corner. Kenyon for a three, and it is no good for the baseline. Rebound by Chaplin.
Yep. Chaplin on the rebound again. Good shot by Carson, just a little short.
Crossover by Rowling, drives deep, tough shot, goes, and the Wolves lead 4-0.
Nice drive by Danny Rowling, took it strong to the hoop, knocked it down, 4-0.
Ball comes across the timeline, left side taken here by number 25, Caleb Tracy, and a foul called.
Yep, looks like it's on Xander Myers, number 21. He tried to come through with the steal, got caught up too much with the body, picked up the foul.
Chieftains bring it into the backcourt. Carson Kenyon across the yard center circle. Wolves in a man-to-man defense. Vernon bounce feed into the baseline area. Now back to Tainer. High post out to the corner and around the wheel. It goes left side. Tracy bounce feed. Hernan in the deep corner. Back it goes here now to Bob. He looks about reversing it. Instead gives it back to Hernan. Deep corner. Michael holds it up. Oops. Lost the handle and it is out of bounds.
Yep, lost control of it. Good defense by Wani Walk there. By Cam Tallison, I believe so, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Good aggressive defense. Wani Walk's doing a really nice job of man-to-man. There's shading and good help side right now.
Chaplin down to Tallison. Back it goes to Olson. Olson now to Myers. Left side, now on a drive. Rowling has it knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Wani Walk ball.
Yep. Nice job by Caleb Tracy. Got the deflection, but Carson just couldn't track it down quick enough. It bounces out of bounds. Wani Walk keeps possession.
They'll bring it in play from right by the Riverdale bench. Leading 4-0 early on in the game. Chaplin on a drive. Down nice deep. Deal. Lost the handle. Picked up now by Riverdale. Tracy with the ball.
Yep. Nice job by Landon Bob. Stripped it as he went through. Caleb lost control of the ball. Double dribble. Wani Walk will keep it.
All right. Ball goes out of bounds on the far side. Good crowd on hand tonight.
Yep. Nice crowd for senior night.
You bet.
Like you said, you got the girls at basketball for a rivalry game there. So a lot of stuff going on.
NBA doubleheader there almost.
Yep.
Home and home series.
Exactly.
Bill and Riverdale. And Wani Walk throws it away. They drive low, and the pass intended for the near side guard by Olson went out of bounds.
Yep. Good job by Riverdale. They held position inside, sort of trapped him on the baseline, had to kick it out, and a turnover.
Carson Kenyon walks it across half court. Bounce feed in toward Tainer. He is covered up. Triple team. Somehow got away.
Yep, nice job.
And takes a shot. Got it. Plus one. I can't believe that ball went in.
I can't either. He powered his way through a triple team. Kept control of the ball. On his way up, he was followed by Danny Burling on the way up there. Makes it 4-2.
Second foul on the Wolves. And here's Tainer trying to complete the three-point play, and he does.
Maybe that's the spark. For Riverdale, that's the spark you need to get things going.
No doubt. 4-3, kind of a pancake layup and a foul. Riverdale has shot well from the line recently.
Yep.
Ball comes to Rowling. He'll drive low, kicks it to the corner. Wolves set it up there with Chaplin, and he'll roll it back to the near side. The ball kicked out of bounds by Riverdale.
Yep, I think Caleb Tracy kicked that one. Good defense. Nice interior defense again by Michael Hernan and Landon Bob, forcing that pass to the outside, but...
Pass comes in play, and here go the Wolves, operating the offense here on the near side. Throwing it to the baseline, nothing. Top of the circle, Chaplin, left side, Myers. Knocked away. Nice save, Tracy. Hernan picks it up.
Nice shot by Caleb. He's got active hands. That's been one of his strong points this year, amongst many things, forced a turnover.
Kenyon, top of the circle, free throw line left. Looks inside for Tainer, lobs it low. Andre fakes the kick to the corner, now throws it outside. There's Tracy on a move. Caleb to Hernan, deep three on the way from the corner, no good. Rebound by the Wolves, and here they go. Olson out to the races, knocked away by Tracy, picked up by Tainer.
Nice job.
Throws to Michael Hernan, lays it in good.
Nice job by Caleb Tracy, got the turnover. Now they can maybe pick up the press. Michael Hernan lays it home after a good pass by Andre.
5-4 Riverdale, rolling across the timeline. Throws it off now to Olson. Olson drives lane, goes to the hoop, shot off the board, off the rim, no good, out of bounds, off of Wani Walk Center.
Yep. Off of Olson. Riverdale trying to pick up the tempo of this game a little bit here.
Kind of get it into their style a little bit.
I think they want to, you know, run an up-tempo game.
Walking it across the timeline is Carson Kenyon. Tainer catches the free throw line.
Nice move.
Andre moves. Low shot, no, but a foul call.
Yep, I think Danny Rowling's going to pick up another foul. His second.
You're right. 5-4 ball game. Chieftains get ready for their first substitutions. Rich Offerdahl and Bevan Dennis awaiting to head into the ballgame. Tainer at the line. Free throw is good.
Nice job. Andre's got good form at the line, good release. That's how you'd like to see all your free throw shot.
You would. You know, that should be one of the easiest shots in basketball.
You think
I've
so?
Seen so many of those missed, Kirk, and I see so many layups missed.
Yeah, for sure, because I think, unfortunately, I think everybody gets, Andre knocks down the second one like he always does, but I think so many people get caught up in that three-point shot, they don't work on some fundamental skills that you need.
That's what it seems. Wolves with the ball knocked away. Dennis Tracy. And now back it goes to the corner. Offerdahl, he's going to look for a three. On the way, no good. Rebound, Wolves. Pulled down by Olsen.
Yep.
And a foul.
Yep. Nice rebound by Gavin Olsen. Bevan Dennis on the reach. Got too much of the arm.
So that'll be foul number one on Riverdale. And Wanewak Center will put the ball in play.
Yep.
13:22 remaining. First half, 7-4 Riverdale. In the edge by three. Ball goes into Olsen on the sidelines. Back to the middle. Chaplin now running it across is rolling. Into the middle. Wanewak
nice
throws it low. Steal by Andre Tainer.
Nice shot by Andre. Steps in the passing lane. Riverdale's got the tempo they want.
Carson Kenyon near side. Dennis for a three from the corner. No good. Rebound pulled down by Tellefson of Wanewak Center.
Nice rebound. Good shot by Bevan. Just a little short, but Riverdale's getting some looks.
Pass goes left side. Olsen into the middle. Now a hit fake,
nice.
Shot up, no good, foul call. Tellefson goes to the line.
Nice job. He's only a freshman. He had a nice little head fake, took strong power dribble, and it looks like Caleb Tracy picks up that foul, Phil. Was shooting too.
All right. Second foul on Riverdale. Tellefson at the line. This one in the air, and that one is good.
Nice release.
Wanewak Center combined with Weston for football.
Yep.
Again, you talked about being rivals, but now teammates.
Yeah.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, I know. Got to do what you got to do.
Free throw is good. Same with Ithaca and Weston.
Yeah,
and
for
Rushing.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. You never would think that would happen, but.
And it might be happening more. You never know.
For sure.
Bevan Dennis, left side, right. Now it goes to Tracy. Deep three on the way. No good. Off the iron.
Nice
put
shot.
That by Tainer. No good. Rebound in the lane by Kenyon. Kicks it out. Here's Offerdahl. Rich on a drive. Hangs with a left-hand shot. No good. Rebound by the Wolves.
Good shots. Good rebound.
They're going to bring it out now on Chaplin's pass.
Yep.
Bounce feed to Olsen. Olsen penetrates. Oh. Throws to the corner. Three-pointer on the way for the Wolves. No good. Rebound Bevan Dennis. Dennis airmails it up ahead. Not a bounds. Intended for Tainer.
He had a good thought. Good idea. Just let him too much. Yep. Bevan with the strong pass. Just out a little too far for Cale to catch up with.
Into the game for Wanewak Center, Jack Birdie. Jack is a freshman as well, so. You know,
played a strong JV game.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
good young
good.
Class for
yeah,
Coach
for
Kevin
sure.
Conway.
That's a good thing to got something positive to look forward to.
Wolves will look to put it in play. 12:19 remaining in the first half.
Just going. Oops, sorry, Phil.
They got the press breaker going.
Yeah,
now.
They do. They're doing well.
Fast comes right side to Rolling. Ooh. Behind the back dribble. Bounce feed back to Chaplin. Back it goes to Rolling. Right wing. Down to the corner. Looking inside is Birdie. Birdie, nothing to go, and a foul called on Dennis.
Yep, Bevan went for the steal, got too much body. Yeah, just going back to that turnover, you know, I know Riverdale turned it over, but you're trying to establish that pace, and sometimes you go up-tempo, you're going to have turnovers, but hopefully you can iron those things out and go from there.
Yep, no doubt. 2-3 zone for Riverdale. Ball comes into the middle. Turnaround shot. Oh, blocked. Tellefson shot blocked.
Tracy. Nice shot by Caleb.
Ball comes down to the corner. Dennis back to Caleb on the right wing inside.
Oh, nice
Tainer,
pass.
Nice move. Shot good.
Brilliant. That was off balance. That was a really nice job by Caleb on the pass. Andre kept his balance and was able to knock it down.
Ball knocked away at midcourt. Now the Wolves taking it to the corner. And on a drive, pull up, shot on the way, and that one won't go for Birdie. Rebound offered all up ahead.
Nice
There's
pass.
A catch by Tracy.
Man.
He lost it out of bounds.
Really nice pass by Rich. He got the ball out there to Caleb. The ball just slipped through his hands that time.
If you go back to that other sequence just before when Riverdale scored, it was just almost textbook.
For sure.
Kick out, kick
yeah.
in, you know.
Yeah, when you move the ball around, you get the touches. Ooh, we're going to have
foul called on Wanewak Center, I believe.
Yep.
Offensive foul.
Yep. And this is a technicality, Phil. He didn't mean to do what happened there, but in high school, if you bring the elbows up above your shoulders and come across, that's an automatic foul.
So the foul called, and let's see, they marked it on
yeah.
12, but I don't think there is a number 12.
No.
So, we'll
so it'll be a, it's not really a foul, Phil. It's just it's like a violation, like a travel or something like that. So
Ball goes back to Riverdale. All right.
You don't see that very often.
No, you don't.
But we have a really solid crew here, so
yep.
They know their stuff.
We'll take their word for it.
Yep.
Tracy back to Offerdahl, top of the circle. Traveling called on Riverdale. It goes back to the Wolves.
Yep. Shuffle his feet.
So Wonnewaunk Center will have the ball on the sidelines. 9-6 Riverdale, low-scoring game here so far. 7 minutes in. Pass comes in to Gavin Olson. Olson double-team,
nice
knocked
steal.
Away. Tracy gets the steal, lays it up good.
Nice shot by Caleb. Bevan forced him into the double-team. Caleb was able to pick the pocket and get the layup.
11-6 our score. And Wonnewaunk Center in the backcourt again. They'll get it up a foot to the midcourt line. Driving is Tellefson, knocked away by Tanner. He goes clear into the stands and right over into the trainer's corner.
Yeah,
Lindsay doesn't have to see him, though.
Exactly. Send him right back out. You're clear. Get back on the floor. Nice
no
hustle by Andre.
Yeah, you bet. Inbounder is Corbin Chaplin. Tommy Rowling is into the game for Wonnewaunk. Ball comes into the corner. Now they'll fire it off to Tellefson. Down to the baseline, caught there by Birdie, drives around a double team. Tracy knocked it away, but out of bounds.
Yep, nice shot by Carson Kinney. He was able to deflect it away, but as Caleb went to get it, took a little backspin like you're on the pool table and spun out of bounds.
Yeah, it's been a while since I played pool.
Yeah.
Ball comes to the right side. Foosball, too.
Yeah, foosball, yeah.
That was my sport.
Yeah, there you go.
Rolling on the left side. Back it goes to the near side for a three on the way for the Wolves. No good. They save it inbounds into the hands of Kenyon.
Yep.
And Carson off to the races now. 3-on-2, Riverdale to the corner.
Nice.
Tracy down
nice
low.
Pass.
Tanner scores.
That's a nice pass. Caleb had his head up all the time. Made a nice bounce pass to Andre. One motion to the bucket. Laid it home.
13-6 the score in favor of the Chieftains. Just over 10 minutes remaining in the first half. Pass comes right side. Chaplin down to the baseline. Birdie turns in. 15-footer won't stay.
Oh,
rebound,
nice rebound
put back. No good by Myers and a jump ball down low.
Yep.
Tanner ties up with Chaplin.
Looks like it could be Riverdale's ball. Rich Offerdahl did a nice job battling for the ball inside that time.
Ethan Baumkamp is in and Landon Bob returns for Riverdale. Coach Kenyon's got a deep bench here.
Oh, for sure.
Bevan Dennis tanks it across the right side, driving, pulls up, kicks to the corner. Foul called on the Wolves.
Yep. I think that's going to be on Tommy Rowling there.
Okay.
Too much of a push. He's just the freshman, too.
Let's see. Riverdale girls leading basketball 10-9. That's a slugfest.
Yeah.
Barocco up on Richland Center, 31-16 at half. Pass comes in play. Tanner low against the double team. Knocked away by the Wolves. Picked up.
Good double team defense on the inside, forcing the turnover.
It was. Chaplin near side. Now passes back to Tellefson. Left wing rolling.
Yep.
Call for traveling. Riverdale ball.
Picked up the pivot foot. Good call.
Westby girls leading North Crawford at half, 17-16. That's a good one.
Yeah, just going to those girls' scores. This is a tough time of year because your seed's out.
It's
like you got to stay your focus, but at the same time, you're kind of thinking ahead a little bit.
Tanner gets it down low. Turnaround shot. Got it. Oh, he's made some incredible shots
tonight.
Yeah,
exactly. That was a powerful move to the basket. He went through a double team, muscled it up, and knocked it off the glass.
15-6 the score. Wolves with the basketball. Ball goes back to rolling. He slices.
Nice
Dykes
pass.
Throws it down low. A little 10-footer on the way, and good for Birdie.
Yep, really nice pass inside. They broke the pressure, dished it off to the low post. Knocked it down.
Bevan Dennis accelerates down deep.
Nice
tough shot. Good. Off the glass and a plus one.
Nice shot by Bevan. Took it hard to the glass. I missed who the foul's on.
We'll get it here.
22.
22. That would be Tommy Rowling.
Yeah, Tommy Rowling, a freshman versus freshman on that move.
Bevan's got a good afterburner. He kicks in there.
Yeah, he's got a knack. He's going to be he's got tremendous potential.
17-8, he goes to the line, trying to make it a 10-point lead, and he does.
Yeah, smooth.
Beautiful. Free throw.
Yep.
18-8. Wolves bring it in play. They're trapped. Middle. Ball goes left side. Olson. Olson up sideline.
Nice
skips
pass.
The pass. Birdie throws it near side. Caught and up and in for Tellefson.
Yeah, nice job. Nice job by Wonnewaunk breaking the press. Tellefson did a nice job of catching that pass, using the backboard, knocking it down.
18-10 the score. 8:39 remaining in the first half. Bevan Dennis, left-hand dribble, throws it to the corner. Offerdahl for a three, in and out. Fought for, rebound Wolves, and here they come. Off to the races, pulling away from the pack, laying it up good, and Rowling gets fouled.
Yep.
Danny goes to the line.
Yeah, nice job by Danny Rowling. Took it strong to the basket, muscled it up. Rich Offerdahl came across. I think he caught him across the top of the head. Picked up the foul.
Foul number 4 on Riverdale.
Yeah. Score is just 18-12 here.
Yeah.
Waniwok's played well.
Rolling with a free throw look in the air, and that one is no good. It rims off toward the corner, picked up by Offerdahl.
Yeah, Rich tracked it down, hit the bottom of the rim. Kind of ricocheted away there quickly, but nice job by Rich tracking it down the corner.
Bevan Dennis on the left wing for Riverdale, down to the corner, landed Bob, gives it back to Offerdahl, penetrates a bit, kicks it back to the corner. Bob is there. They're right on him. Ball goes back to Offerdahl. Now Tainer, Andre creates, throws
nice
to the
kick.
Corner. There is a pass shot on the way. No good for Baumkamp. Rebound put back up. Good
wow.
by Tainer.
That was not an easy. Has a really nice shot by Ethan. It spun out. Nice job by Andre picking up the rebound and flipping it home.
20-12.
Ooh, that's over and back.
21 center is called for over and back.
Yep.
A pass that caught him halfway in between.
Yep. His momentum was in the backcourt, and that's an over and back.
Into the game is Xander Myers. Platteville boys leading Edgewood 36-13. Madison
wow.
Edgewood struggling a little bit
yeah.
boys basketball
yes,
this year.
Yes, they are. Yeah, things go up and down, Phil.
Yep, they do.
You know.
You mentioned, though, the girls, you know, you've got your tournament set. If you're not in the conference race
yeah.
right now, it's probably a little harder to get motivated.
Yeah, and then, you know, Riverdale, let's go to Riverdale, played basketball last Friday. Now you're right back, like you said, kind of in a home and away series there.
That's
but, yeah.
Baumkamp throws it left side, top of the wheel, Offerdahl. Left side, here's Kenyon for a three on the rim, no good. And rebounded by Waniwok Center in the corner.
Yep, nice hustle by Waniwok. Looked like Gavin Olson picked up the rebound.
Rolling throws it left side. There is Chaplin. Looks, gives it back to Rolling, near side. Now Olson on the right wing. Danny on the top and around the wheel. 7:14 remaining here in the half. And the Wolves trapped
travel.
In the lane, going to be called for traveling.
Yep. Made a nice drive to the basket, but it's tough when you're driving into a zone because you're driving into a crowd. And
yep.
Carson Knight got a deflection, as did Rich Offerdahl, and forced a turnover.
20-12, Riverdale in the lead. 7:05 remaining here in the first half. Carson Kenyon walks it left side now for Riverdale. Free throw line left. He'll stop, shoot a three. He's open and got
it. That's been a difference so far. I think Riverdale's first three, right, Phil?
Yep,
Carson knocks it down.
You bet.
Yeah, Waniwok's playing in that, you know, trying to force that outside shot, and Riverdale hits his first one.
Gavin Olson on the left wing, nowhere to wander, gives it back to Champlin. Champlin off to Rolling. Danny throws it to the corner. There's Birdie. Birdie backing
nice
in
job.
And now kicks it back out around the wheel for the
yep.
Wolves, and a timeout taken.
There we go.
6:32 remaining here in the first half, 23-12. Riverdale over the Wolves on WRCO, WRCO.com.
It feels really good when you find someone who wants to help you feel really good. Dr. Victor Benson of Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet is helping people of all ages, from babies to their great-grandparents, feel better and get more out of life. Whether you're experiencing back or neck pain, headaches, or you've been in a car accident, or maybe you're just trying to get healthy and want to have the right vitamins, remember Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet, your partner in achieving your everyday wellness goals.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Waniwok Wolves call for a traveling on the
yep.
inbound, so Riverdale gets it back.
Yep, shuffled the feet.
23-12, Chieftains. Michael Hearn in the game on the right wing.
Nice pass.
Throws it low. There's Bob. Turn around from the low post. No good. And a rebound jump ball call. Tainer tied up with Olson.
Yep.
Wolves will get the arrow.
Does a nice job of getting the ball inside to Landon Bob. He just overlaid it a little bit. Competition for the rebound, and it resulted in a jump ball.
Tainer Tracy and Alan Wilkie are in now
yep.
for the Chieftains and the Wolves with the basketball. Gavin Olson down to the corner. Wolves thought about a three. Nothing there. Good defense by Tainer. Ball comes back
Ooh,
to Chaplin.
Nice.
Picked off there by Kenyon. 2-on-1.
Oh,
Carson.
Nice.
Tainer up. No good. Oh, Tracy got it. Yeah,
nice job. Nice job by Caleb Tracy. The thing about that is everybody looks at the points, which is great, but that pass by Carson's really what makes, I think, a great team is being able to distribute the basketball.
And a nice steal there, too.
For sure.
Ball goes left side. Olson penetrates Oops. Low, creates a shot. Hernan holds his own, gets the save.
Nice job by Michael. He went straight up. Even though he left his feet, he went straight up.
Ooh, down low. Foul called on the Wolves.
I think that's going to be on Xander. I think reached in. Yep.
Xander Myers?
Yep, Xander Myers picked it up.
His second, team's sixth. Riverdale's been whistled four times. 5.5 to play in the first half. Chieftains leading it 25-12 here in area boys basketball. Boscobel leads Riverdale and girls 19-16. Off the screen. Coming left side. Bounce feed by Kim.
Oh, another nice pass.
Tracy to Hernan. Michael
up. Dang.
No, it wouldn't stay down. Rebound by the Wolves.
Yep.
Corbin Chaplet.
Yep.
Now rolling. Slices and dices and score.
He's good at that, Danny Rowling Sr. That's, I think, twice now, Phil. Maybe three times he took it hard to the basket through the zone defense and laid it home.
He pushes it in. Tracy going low to Hernan, and he can't hang on. A little bit low and out of bounds.
Yep.
Mr. Seed in charge of the bouncing tonight.
Yeah, he's helping out tonight. We got so many, a lot of our workers are at the girls' game and stuff.
Oh,
and
okay.
So then we got Jeff Johnson over there who's running the powerlifting concession stand, so he's busy.
Okay.
Oh, another nice steal by Caleb.
Caleb back to Carson. Lays up and good.
Nice job.
Must be some heavy treats if he's powerlifting in the concession stand.
Yeah, for sure. Well, he does have pulled pork sandwiches in there, Phil.
It's a tough pull.
Yeah.
27-14, Riverdale, 4.5 to play, first half. Driving now is rolling.
Nice
dishes
pass.
Low. Nice pass. Shot good by number 21, Xander Myers.
Yep, nice pass to by Danny Rowling to Xander Myers.
Did a really nice job. 16. Carson Kenyon across the R at center circle. Off a screen left. Ooh. Pulls up. Throws it low. Tanner getting open and takes a shot and scores.
Nice footwork by Andre. Really nice pass by Carson on a little pick and roll action.
29-16. Now here comes Rowling. He slices all the way down court. Coast to coast, lays it in good.
Again, he's tough with that. He's hard to stop.
We're seeing some back and forth stuff here.
Yep.
Things opening up a little bit. Carson Kenyon to the corner. Alan Wilkie with the basketball. Uses the dribble. Gives it back now to Tanner. Down low, Mike. Michael kicks it to the corner. Wilkie is there. Now gives it back to Tanner. Andre tries to shoot the pass low, and it's kicked out of bounds.
Good idea. Good idea by Andre. Danny Werbling got his foot there, got his foot there and knocked it away because Carson had his guy posted up on the opposite side.
Landon Bob is back into the ballgame. And the pass comes into the backcourt for Carson Kenyon. 3:35 to go, first half. 29-18 Riverdale. Ball goes far side. There is Tracy for a three on the rim. No good. Rebound Tanner. Andre to the corner. Wilkie with the basketball. He'll shoot a three. In and out.
That would have been nice for Allen if that would have went, but it's spun away.
Rolling.
There he goes again.
Takes it again. Coast to coast. Missed the shot. Rebound there by Chaplin. He'll kick it out. Traveling called on Jack Birdie.
Yeah, he went to pass it, and the defense jumped in his way. He drug that pivot foot.
So we'll come back to the Chieftains with 3:13 remaining in the first half. Carson Kenyon walks it. Takes it across center circle. Screen goes opposite screen. Pulls up, nothing. Kicks it back to Tainer. Ball fake. He'll drive low. A little hook of the lane. Good. Is that a teardrop?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say that was a nice little teardrop down the lane. Really nice little pump fake and just dropped it home.
31-18, Riverdale. Wolves try to throw it inside. Knocked away. Picked up now. It's free throw line. Birdie knocked away by Riverdale again. Picked up there by Landon Bob.
Yeah, Carson Kenyon with the deflection. Landon Bob picks it up.
Here's a pass to Tracy, through the hands, going to be over and back.
You want to get it.
He's got to touch it.
Yep.
And it will be Wolves basketball.
Yep. Over and back, just slipped through his hands.
And Rich Offerdahl returns. Nice little profile for each senior in
the for sure.
Souvenir program.
Yeah, nice program they can take home and pull out in 20 years and say, where'd the time go?
Sure. See if they accomplish what they said they wanted.
Exactly.
Ball goes left side to Rowling.
Ooh, nice job.
Picked off by Tanner. Riverdale's going to have an open look. Coast to coast. Here's a stuff. Oh, it didn't go for Tanner. And out of bounds. He tried.
Yeah, he tried to knock it down. Missed it. I'm sure Coach Kenyon is hoping he would just put it home. But you got to try.
Well, as a senior,
you got to try. Senior night, he knew that's what he's going to do. He was hoping it would go down for him, but deflected back out.
I could only get the bottom rung of the net when I played.
So exactly.
That was on a good day. 31-18, the ball game score, and here's a foul call with 2:13 to play.
Yeah, Rich went to get the ball and kind of collided, picked up the foul.
So for Riverdale, that is number 6, I believe?
Yep.
And here comes the inbound for Corbin Chaplet. 31-18, Chieftains leading Timberwolves. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update up at halftime. Lots of high school sport news these days. Pass comes back to Rolling. Left side penetration, shot on the way for 15, no good for Birdie, and a jump ball on the rebound.
Nice rebound by Andre. Got tied up by Tollison, Cam Tollison, the freshman. Result, jump ball, Riverdale will bring it up.
Just under 2 minutes remaining. Carson Kenyon will walk the basketball as the teams prepare for halftime. Behind the back dribble, Carson at the free throw line. Spins, gives it off to Offerdahl. Rich for a three, deep one, on the way, no good. One hand snagged by Bob, they reset. Kenyon for three, it is good.
Yep, nice shot by Landon. It was a good set play, didn't go for Rich. Landon caught the rebound, kicked it out to Carson at the top of the key, and those usually go down.
Chieftains in that press, and now breaking it, the Wolves, they'll bring it down for a three-on-two. Pass in the lane off Tellison's heels.
Yep.
It's going to be a foul called on the loose ball.
Yeah, I think Cam Tollison's going to pick up the foul. When Andre went to get that steal, Cam dove for it and took Andre out at the ankles, and that's going to be a foul.
All right, single bonus coming up
for
the Chieftains. With a minute 26 remaining here in the first half. And free throws for Andre Tainer. If he makes the first, it's plural. Free throw in the air and no good. Tipped around and the rebound by the Wolves.
Yep. Nice shot by Corbin Chaplin. Picks up the rebound off the missed free throw.
Pass comes up to Chaplin on the right wing. Now left side rolling. Tommy throws it baseline. Tollefson. He is pinned in and a foul called on Landon Bob.
Yeah, I think Landon picked it up. He went to get the trap, and as he went to cut him off on the baseline, I think he got too much body. And so one walk, not quite to the bonus, I guess, Phil.
So the sub's not allowed to come in yet.
No.
Ethan Bumkamp and Bevan Dennis will be in a moment.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be waved in.
Here they come.
Yep.
So Tainer gets a breather. And who else came out? Was it Carson?
Yep, Carson came
out.
Yep.
Here we go. Wolves will inbound the basketball. Caught by Rolling on the baseline. Kicks it out. Tommy Rolling. Top of the circle is a three for Tellefson. No good. Rebound fought for. Loose on the floor. And it squirts loose to the Wolves at the free throw line. Back to the right side. There's Danny Rolling. Left side, they'll take a three. It is up. It is no good for Birdie. And the rebound by Rich Offerdahl. Baseballs it up.
Nice
There's
pass.
A catch by Tracy. Lays it in good.
Beautiful pass. Nice catch by Caleb. That was not an easy catch, but he timed it out right, laid it in.
You like those baseball passes,
yeah,
don't
exactly.
You?
Yeah, exactly. Got to be working
seconds.
On that baseball throw.
It won't be long.
No.
Today with the sunshine, it kind of felt like.
Yeah.
Down to Tellefson. Turnaround 14-footer. Good.
Nice job by the freshman, Cam Tellefson. Nice, strong move inside. Went up above the trees there and laid it home.
36-20. Bevan Dennis with the basketball. Chieftains by 16. Offerdahl left wing. Lobs it for Tracy. Caleb puts it on the floor. Gives it back to Landon Bob. Bob to Offerdahl. Free throw line area. There's Bumkamp. Now the Chieftains again go to work, working it around, looking for one here at the end of the half.
There it is.
There's a three on the way, and it is no good for Bob. Rebound by the Wolves. They lost it out with 0.2 seconds.
Yep. Going to have to get the lob and the dunk, Phil. That's a good job by Riverdale, though, on that possession, getting that quality shot. Just didn't go down.
A wing and a prayer here, maybe.
There it is.
There's a quick inbound.
Good idea.
Try to tip it in. No good.
Yep.
They are looking for Rich Offerdahl.
Yep, good idea. Just didn't go.
So 36-20, the halftime score here at Riverdale. Chieftains leading by 16. They'll go to the halftime locker room, and we will talk about some things going on in high school sports as we continue with the Dairyland Transportation update. For Kurt Thompson, I'm Phil Nee. This is high school boys basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The WIAA released its playoff pairings for girls basketball yesterday. Among the teams in the area, the Riverdale Chieftains, a number 12 seed, will take on number 5 Ithaca at Ithaca next Tuesday night, the first round of the WIAA Regional. Other teams from the area, Benton will play at Highland. It will be also North Crawford at River Ridge and Seneca at Waseca Steuben. DeSoto hosts Barneveld. It's Royal hosting Plum City Elmwood.
Also, Hillsboro's at Alma Center Lincoln, New Lisbon at Cashton, and Kickapoo will host Lafarge Youth Initiative. Oneewoc Center will be at Brookwood. Division IV girls basketball, Lancaster will be at Iowa Grant to open up, and Broadhead will be hosting Wisconsin Heights. Boscobel at Darlington, and Parkview will be at Fenimore. Cuba City and Mineral Point have high seeds and will get first-round byes. In Division III, number 11 Richland Center will play at number 6 Dodgeville. Number 7 Bigfoot will host